Welcome, listeners, to Business Buzz with me, Derek Howe. Today, my guest is Tony Collins, a financial advisor. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you.
Could you briefly tell us what your job entails?
Yes, I help clients with investment accounts and mortgages, and to a lesser extent, real estate business.
What are some of the biggest hurdles you face when running a business in Japan?
The majority of our income comes from investments which are denominated in US dollars and euros and sterling, but our expenses are always denominated in yen. So one of the challenges can be if you get a spike in the value of yen, then that makes all of your expenses quite expensive compared to the value of your income. So that's one big challenge. I think the other thing is economic factors, because those economic factors influence the value of clients' holdings, and also whether our clients are in Japan. Because we deal mainly with foreign customers, if the economy in Japan gets worse, then some clients will move and go to another country like Hong Kong or Singapore. And that's been quite a strong trend that we've seen over the last 3 to 4 years.
Some people would like to make their own investments, invest for themselves. Would you advise people to do that?
If people are investing themselves, then I just think that they need to be aware of a few fundamentals, one of them being diversification. Because it's very easy to, instead of investing, to start speculating or start investing into niche sectors, which people individually have a feeling will come off. But the danger of doing that is that you concentrate your investments too highly. And if what you expect to happen doesn't happen, then it can really affect the value of your investments. So what an advisor can do, and I think should be doing, is to help you to make sure that you're making some objective decisions and that you're not concentrating your investment portfolio into niche sectors or avoiding some important areas where you really should invest.
And how would you consider the general population's image of financial advisors?
I think that there's a reasonable amount of suspicion, especially initially, because people are rightly concerned about the advisor being less concerned about the advice and more concerned about the commission and self-interest. So I think many people will want to know that the advisor really is independent. And to be truly independent is very difficult to objectively prove. But I think that that is the concern that many people have.
Well, thank you for talking with us today, Tony.
You're welcome.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing Tony says about his business? Number 27. What is one thing that Tony says about financial advisors?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.